Okay, so today's daf and days, we're going to start from the Mishnah on Aleph Amud Beis, fourth parak. So the Mishnah before, on Daf Lamed Tes, mentioned to us that the Mefate, the seducer, has to give three things after he does the act, and the onus is four. The Mefate has to pay Boshes, Pagam, and Knas. And the Knas and the onus, the Manes has to add tsar. He has to pay for the pain, and they also that's to the father. If it's the no father gets the payment, then the mafata is considered as if she was mocheles. They also said in the Mishnah on Daf Mem that what's considered boshes, what is considered boshes, any it goes according to the Mabayish, the Mizbayish, depends on who it depends on, you know, the personal status. And how you determine Pagam is you see her, whether or not, you know, if she was had she been a Shivcha, you look at her and what her value would have been on the Shuk prior, what her value is now. But the Knas is equal across the board. Knas is a different story. It's the same thing no matter what. So the Gemara now the Mishnah says, Ha'na'ara she'nis patta. So a Na'ara who is seduced, Boshta upagama uknasa shelavia. The boshes, the pagam, and the knas that the mefate is chayav to pay is paid to the father of the nara. It's paid to the father of the nara. V'tsar, and the tsar that's added when it comes to the rape victim, v'tsar b'tvusa. And the rape, they call it tvusa because that's a Russian, that's a lashon of the pasuk. It says v'tavsa v'shachva ima. So the tvusa, the rape victim, also so that the tsar payment also is going to be going to the father. So now what happens? The Mishnah deal with cases where you have the chiyuv knas that you're chayav to the onus and mefate. Now what happens if the father dies before the psak din? Or she, the nara, becomes a bogeris before that they were mechayev the perpetrator in Beis Din? Or before they actually collected, what happens? The point being is trying to figure out when is the shas chiyuv. When is the shas chiyuv? So the Gemara says, Abna Bedin, so they had the case, I think it means they were mechayev him in Beis Din, mechayev the perpetrator in Beis Din, ad shelo mesa'av, right? And, they finished the case before the father dies, and then the father dies. So the money, the knas, shall av, it belongs to the father, because there already has been a psak din. Once there's a psak, apparently, the knas is now transferred into a chi of mamon, and therefore, so it's no longer a knas. So therefore, and then the father dies. Harei hein shel achin. They then belong to her brothers because they are yoresh the father. They are yoresh the sons of the father, which are the brothers of the nara. They are yoresh it because the father was already zocha in the knas during his lifetime. So they're yoresh it. But lo hispika la'amod b'din ad shemei sa'av. They didn't have, if he dies prior to the psak Beis Din, harei hein shel atzma, then the money belongs to her and not to her father, because since the father was not zoche them in din, so there's no chiv, you don't have the chiv of knas until you actually have the psak. A chiv of knas is not mamon, knas is, you're not morish, we saw the other yesterday, you're not morish to knas to your sons, and therefore the knas would belong to her and not to the brothers.
This is not collected.
This is just the verdict. This is just the verdict. You'll see in the Seifa, Rav Shimon's going to say it has to be collected. But you see, that's just the verdict. So, question is, it says Amda Bedin. Right? Mishnah says Amda Bedin. So the Ritva writes that Amda Bedin seems to be mashma that the Nara herself is the one who has to bring the case. Amda Bedin is Lashon HaKeva. She has to come. But she has to be the litigant. She has to win beforehand. But it's not. Most Rishonim argue and say that's not the case. Amda Bedin just is a nuance in the language. But he has the right to the payment. He has the right to bring the case as well. I mean, Amda Bedin means she was the one who has to be Toveya. He can be Toveya as well. Interesting also is that it says here that it says Ad Shelo Mosa'av Harei Hein Shela'av, right? Until the father dies. Is Harei Hein Shela'av. Where is it? Harei Hein Shela'av. It seems to be that there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos over here. The way they explain Rashi is that we're only talking here about the knas. that the knas is the only thing that depends as to whether or not they had the judgment or not. But the boshes and the pekam and the other payments, those are already mammon. Those are chi of mammon that would belong to the father right away, and those would be transferred to the sons, if, no matter what, even if he dies prior to the psak basin. But Toso says, he says, tema tenach knas. I understand why knas has to be determined as to whether or not there was a psak basin or not. Ela boshes upekam de mamonahu. The boshes and pekam is a chi of mammon. Right, who the achin boy lemahave? They should go to the brothers no matter what. It shouldn't have anything to do. It shouldn't have anything to do with. Shouldn't have anything to do with whether you have a psak based or not. So Tosos answers: the shemem mikroid el elder not be boshes become it pishadod you compare yourself. Maybe because boshes become because you learn it out from one pasuk, they're all compared to each other, and just like knas only gets determined at the psak, so too boshes become only determined at the psak. Other rishonim say that Rashi is dafka, and Rashi is saying knas. It means tenas, and the other ones, the boshes and pagam, boshes and pagam is a chi of mammon, so you don't have to worry about whether he died before or he died after. The boshes and pagam is already automatically a chi of mammon, and that would transfer to the sons. It's just a question about the knas. Okay. Mishnah, it was an interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah also, like most of the stuff is on the Mishnah today, the Mishnah also does not seem to make a different distinction between a nusa and a mufuta. Right, we said Narash and Niftatasa, and then we're talking about the Tsar, we're just talking about Knas. It doesn't seem to make a difference between a Nusa and a Mufuta. So therefore, even if the father dies before the Gemar Din, the payment goes to the daughter. Again, Machlokes, whether that only applies to the Knas, we'll go according to Tosfos and Rashi, it may even apply to the Boshes and the Kam. So the Rishonim asks, okay, understand when it comes to a Nusa, why the payment goes to the Nara. Because she was not Mochla, she was not Mocheles. Right. But, and everything belongs to the father. So whatever belonged to the father is then transferred over to the daughter. And if he dies before the Gemar Din, so she has the schus to get everything. But the Mefuta, she herself was Mocheles, because she agreed. She agreed to the Maisa. The only person who can make the claimant is the father. She can never make the she can't make the claimant. Now all of a sudden, if the father dies, the money belongs to her. But she was never able to be toveya that. How can now, because the father died, the money, the obligation can now be transferred to her. She never had a right to that money to begin with.
It was his.
When it comes to the rape victim, it's hers. We just pay him. When it comes to the mafate, it never was hers. She was mocheles. So now the father dies, it belongs to her.
What's the answer?
Doesn't she
Right, but what could she be? She's Yorish what?
She's not a Yorish.
The brother's not a Yorish. Yeah, no, let's say she's the only one.
She's not a Yorish. It goes to the uncle.
The uncle.
It goes to the uncle.
Oh, right. Okay.
So there is an answer. I just didn't have time to find it.
What?
It's a strong question.
What's the strong question?
How can she get it? Just because the father dies, why is she getting it? She had no right to it to begin with.
Why is she because she
was mocheles. That's what we've been learning for the past couple of blot. She's mefatis. She was seduced, so she agreed to it. She's mocheles.
She's not of sound mind at that point to make that decision. Maybe she's still a kid.
Awesome. That says something. So Tosfos says maybe it's a katana, and a katana then cannot be mocheles. But we're talking about a nara. And if you say katana, that means you have to go according to the rabbanan, not according to the rab meir, because the only chachamim were the ones who said that this all applies, the knas applies to a katana. That was a machlokas. So what you're doing is interjecting that machlokas into this Mishnah, which is fine. But so Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what's the kasha? If you're talking about a katana, right? If you're talking about a katana, still not a problem, because we say pitra katana hareze ka'onis, because she's not of mind, so it becomes a rape anyway. Yeah, so the Rosh Hashanah says, it doesn't mean that it's actual rape. It just means that it's considered a fata and when it comes to being us or her to her husband or not. But you're right, it goes, you have to figure out a way to answer that question. Okay, next, continuing the Mishnah. Amda Badin. So now they had the court case, right? Amda Badin, right? And then Ad Shiloh Bagra. And they had the sock before she became a Bogeris. Same halacha is putting Bogeris into the mace. It's the situation of the father dying. Instead of the father dying, she's become a Bogeris. Both of them are cases where the payment no longer would go to the father, would go to her. So Amda Badin Ad Shiloh Bagra. Harei Hein Shalav. The Torah says it belongs to her, it belongs to the father. Mesa Av. So therefore, if the father died, they belong to the payments belong to the brother. But
it's 12 and a half. Bulgaris is 12 and a half.
12 and a half is 6 months after she becomes a Nara. The assumption of the Torah is that it's at 12 she becomes a Nara, but they also have to have the simanim. It may not be exactly 12. 6 months post Naras begins Bulgaris. Lo hispika la morbidin atche bagra. They don't have the psak basin and she becomes a bulgaris. Hare inshal atzma. So then the payments, again, well, let's just go according to Tosos. All the payments, the kanas, the boshes, the kama, everything belongs to her and not to the father, even if he's still alive, because there was no chiyuv kanas before her mother bedin. And at the time you had the chiyuv, she was a bulgaris and she stands in her own rishus, and it belongs to her. What? Right, so. Right.
The question last time, you did a question a minute ago, because it's a puzzle.
That what?
Once you give it, that he has to give it over,
mm-hmm.
the money,
mm-hmm.
that means now you have to just work in cases of Yerusha. Even though she's involved in the case itself.
My question was that you talk about a girl who never had a right. She's a mafata. She never had a right to the payment to begin with. She has no right. The Gemara talk
the
clear.
The father has the right to the payment.
The father has the right to the payment.
In place of the father, and what goes to her?
No, not by Mefate. Mefate, she has no right. That's only by Me'anis.
She was Mochel.
She was Mochel.
Correct.
So she's Mochel. She's Mochel. There's no obligation to her.
Only if it's a
Me'anis. There's no sense. Something
wrong
with that. What? Because that upsets the whole Mefate problem in the first place.
No, Mefate means that the payment goes to the father. If he mefata the girl and it doesn't, you don't have the.
If there's some sort of problem with it, the Torah wouldn't have said it goes to the father either. Even the reason why it's a seduced person is because she's not exactly guilty. She's not exactly not guilty.
So the Torah makes a chiddush. Even though she is mocheles, the father wasn't mochel, so the payment goes to him.
And in place of the father.
That's my question. Right. The notes, I'm sure, discussed that.
You go according to the action of when the court was decided.
According to Tanakam, right now. According to Tanakam.
The action that took place.
That's according to Tanakam. Right. Because it's a knas. A knas is...
What happened on January 3rd?
Doesn't matter. The halacha we saw yesterday, the knas. We saw the halacha by knas. The knas is not a chi of mammon. The only time you have a chi of knas is when Basin tells you have to pay for it. That's it.
Not a chi of knas at all, if we're judging them by the time, not then, but now, then why is it knas? She's now a Bulgarian.
So you have to pay her?
Why no class by the Bulgarians? If he would rape the Bulgarians, there's no class.
No, the Bulgarians means it belongs to her.
But it belongs to her.
No, so if the whole thing would happen.
Right, so you're making a distinction as to when you have to pay if there's an obligation, to who the obligation comes. The obligation to pay seems to happen at the Shas Maisa, but to whom you pay has determined by. And you'll see now, Rabbi Shimon says even more so. Imlo hispika likbos atche mesa av harein shel atzma. And all you have to do, he says, you have to actually collect the money. In other words, even if they had the psak din, and he didn't make the payment yet. The court says you have 20 days to pay. The father dies within those 20 days. Then that money still does not go to the brothers because he never grabbed it. In order to collect knas, you have to collect knas. If he didn't collect the knas and he dies, harei inshal atzma, they belong to the daughter. And the Mishnah concludes, Maisa Yadel Umitsiyasa, the Maisa Yadayim, right, whatever she creates, and Mitsiyasa, whatever she finds of the Nara, they belong to the father, Afal Pisha Logavsa, even if she didn't collect. You know, she gets paid twice a week, she does, and she accumulates, so she didn't get her paycheck yet, but it belongs to her, it belongs to the father, so therefore, Mesa'av, if the father dies, Harein Shal Achen, they will belong to the brothers, they will Yarshan her, because it's a Chi of Mammon, it's not a Chi of Knas. It's distinguished between the Chi of Mammon and a Chi of Knas.
At what point, though? Any money that she did until she's a Bulgaris?
Any money that became, that was owed to, well, yeah, she's a Bulgaris, she's talking about an hour over here.
No, but Maisa there is talking about anything under Bulgaris, it belongs to the father, right?
I believe so. Okay. So now the Gemara is just going to ask, just look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave us a list already. The Mishnah gave us the list of that the Narish and the Fatata, the Narish that's seduced, so you have to pay the Bosh Tamek Knas. The Gemara says, why are you telling us about the Bosh Tamek Knas? We already know that already from the previous Mishnah, what has to get paid. He says,
what's the
Mike Mashmalon, Tanina. We already learned in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes, Hamefata knows things shlosha dvarim. The Mefata has to pay. The Mefata gets paid, has to pay three things. The onesh, and by the onesh, it's a fourth thing. The Mefata has to give both gamer kedas, and most people have onesh and not only the tzar. When it comes to the onesh, you have to pay for the tzar also. So we know this already. We know this list already. Why does the Mishnah here have to give us the list again? So the Gemara says, nah, the chiddush is la via istrichle for the father. The whole you're right, Inchanam, we don't need the chiddush for the list, but we listed again to tell us that it goes paid to the father. So the Gemara says, la via nami pshita. For the father, it's also zover pashit. The father, it's also the pashit. So the, why? Because with the fact that the onus and the mefater is paid to the father, it has to go to the father. What's going to the father? Midikayov mefater. This goes to what you were saying before. When it talks about a mefater that you have to pay, it clearly it goes to the father. Deila atzma. You think you would pay to her, right? Midikayov mefater midaita of it. Why would she get any payment? Why should she get restitution? She committed. She was mochel. She wanted to have the act over here. She was seduced. She gave in. So it can't be that the Mishnah is telling me, oh, a big kiddush, that the payment belongs to the father. Once you're talking about a case of pitoy, it obviously goes to the father. Because it won't go to anybody else. Rashi says, Lavia Itzrich Le, the Lotzna, he says, Midikayoiv Mifate, Knas Uboshes Upegam, Pshitid Lavia Niyu, De Idlide Ha'achlogave. She was mocha. So obviously talking about the father. So Mishnah answers, okay, you're right, Echanami, that's not a Kiddush, the list is not a Kiddush. The reason why we have the list is to go into the following, the Amda Bedin Istrich Lei, in the Plukta of the Rav Shimon Rabbanon, because the Mishnah wanted to bring the Machlokos between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon regarding the time of the Chiyuv, the Shas Chiyuv for the payment obligations here, before the Knas obligation, and the Machlokos, let's Chachamim say the obligation is at Shas Hamada Bedin, and ready to satisfy the obligation of Shas Hamadas Bedin, and therefore transfers into a Chiyuv Mamon, which can be Yarshan to the sons. And Shimon says, no, you don't have that transfer into Mamon until the actual payment. That's the Chiddush of the Din. In the Chanami, we know those other halachas about the list and belonging to the father. The Chiddush is just talking about the machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Okay. Right, so just to quick review, the Mishnah, which just has a machlokas in Chachamim Rav Shimon, at what time is the father zocha in the knas? According to Chachamim, he's zocha in the knas. I guess we're going according to Rashi, it's only the knas, not the boshes and pagam, that's also said. Again, you have to play each shita into the Gemara. So, according to Chachamim, Shas Hamadas Bedin, that's when you're nechayev of the onus but the knas, and you can no longer be potter from it. But you also say the case of it's the mode of a knas potter. If you admit you're potter, so at what point in time does the mode of a knas now become potter? According to Chachamim, the guy's mode of a knas, his potter only would apply to Shas Hamadas Bedin. What about the question of Shimon? So you have the court case, you have the pay, and the court says you're chayev, and he's mode, does that become potter? That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. According to Shimon, so long as they weren't gover the knas, then the father is not transferred to a chiyuv mamon, and the father is not zocha. So now the Gemara is trying to bring the
timing issue.
It's a timing issue. When is the transfer? When do you view the knas as belonging to the father? That's all. So Chachamim say you view the knas belonging to the father at the psak, and Rav Shimon says you the knas belonging to the father when he actually has cash in hand.
I had this argument before. It was a nice at what time were you high? At what age?
What? When she's a vulgaris?
At the time of the mitzvah, right. That's when you should go. There was, and then
so we just see.
We never find something like that. But you do. As last week.
We talked about it before you walked in. It seems to be that, as the Yossi asked, it seems to be that there is an obligation. The obligation to pay seems to happen at the time. Now he has to pay. Question is, to whom does he have to pay is going to be determined when the Beis Din issues psak. But here, what I think your question is good. Why?
When they actually make a judgment, based on the time of the Meisah.
But that's only.
I asked you yesterday. I said, is there anything in the Lacha that has to do with
Psak.
Time,
so Knas.
Right, so I didn't realize then that the Knas
is different. You have to distinguish between a Knas payment and a Mammon payment. So the Knas has this idea of Hamanus Bedims, or Boshes of Agam in this case as well, according to Tosis. Right. Put that in brackets.
It's a different timing. Right.
Okay, so the Gemara is now going to try to ask to see what the reasoning is for Rav Shimon, and he's going to open up with the similar concept regarding the Korban Shvuah. A Korban Shvuah is a Korban that you have to bring if you swore falsely. You swear falsely. Even So the Gemara says, Tan Hasam. We learn in Masechah Shavuos, right? This must be Masechah Shavuos. Tanan Hasam, Daf Lam Vav. Right, so Tanan Hasam, right? Anasta Upitisa Esbiti. Guy walks, A walks over to B, and A says to B, you either raped or you seduced my daughter. Vahu Omer Lo Anasi Lo Petisi. And he says, no, I did not rape, or the other, I don't think it's one case. It's either, or he said,
he denies it.
He says he didn't do it. So A says to Mashbiacha Ani, swear to me that you did not either rape or seduce my daughter. Va'amar Amen. The guy says Amen. Masechah Shuas, we learn that Amen means he's taking a Shua. So he takes a Shua. V'achar kach hoda. And then he admits, meaning he admits that he did rape the girl, and he also, that means he lied when he took the Shua. He swore falsely. So Chayev. He then becomes Chayev. What does Rashi Chayev mean? He's Chayev Karen. He has to pay the payment. He also has to pay the chomesh. What?
It's a chomesh.
Additional. He also has to pay the chomesh, and he has to pay a fifth addition. The asham im hoda achari kain. V'zeo asham gezela. So he has to pay a carbon. That's an asham gezela. So he has to pay that as well.
What's
a keren? The keren is the tana, is the tashlum of kenas moshes b'gam, whatever you owed. If it's mefata, he has to pay kenas moshes b'gam. If it's an onus, he has to add a tsar. He has to add a fifth to what he was, to what he had to pay, because he swore falsely. That's the application. And he also has to bring an asham. He has to bring an asham. He has to bring the asham gezelus because he was kofar mamon and swore about it. So Rav Shimon Poter. Rav Shimon Poter's and says, no, he does not have to pay, he does not have to bring the Korban Shvua, nor does he have to pay the Cholmesh, She'ena Mishalam Knas Al-Piatzro, because he was Moda.
Tsar comes automatic.
What?
Tsar
comes for a rape.
Automatic? No, it comes automatic, but he has to sue for it.
What do you mean? In a rape case, that's part of it. If once it's sued for it, that's part of it.
He sues for that.
Once you sue for rape, it's included.
Right.
And tsar. Right. So Rav Shimon patches him from a korban shvua and the chi of cholmish, because anyone who's kofar b'knas and then swears on it, and then he's modit, so he's modit b'knas. The shvua and the chomesh are a knas. So once he's moed to be knas, he's pater. She'ein mishalom knas al pi atzmo. Rashi says she'ein mishalom knas al pi atzmo ela al pi edim. You have to have witnesses. V'kevan di ilu odile kaman kishetavu. Had he been moed beforehand in advance, right? Have a miftar, he would have been pater. He wouldn't have had to pay this. He wouldn't have had to pay this at all. So ki kafri nami ino shuos kiris mamo. So he's kofar now also. He didn't, if he's kofar and then he's moed, he doesn't pay. These are knas. He's moed to be knas. He would be pater. So Amrlo, so the Chacham said to him, wait a second, Alpha P She'ein Mishalim Knas Al Piatzmo. You have to admit, even though he doesn't have to pay, he doesn't pay Knas Al Piatzmo, nevertheless, Alpha Mishalim Boshes of Pagam Al Piatzmo, he would have to pay the Boshes of Pagam. You have to look at, this is a rape case. The Knas is the Knas, the Boshes of Pagam and the Tsar are monetary obligations. So he can't get out of that. You're admitting to me that he has to pay the Boshes Pagam and the Boshes Pagam and the Tsar. So the fifth and the carbon, why are you attaching it to the Knas? Attach it to the Boshes and the Pagam. It's not a Modeb Knas case. It's a Mamon case. Right, Rashi says, Aval Mishalim Boshes Pagam Dimamonahu. That's money. The Ashtichach Dimamoni Kafre. You see here, if he was kofar in the Boshes and the Pagam, he's kofar in the Chi of Mamon. Ulukam the first time they're born, the Kasari Stam towing an Nasas Lotavu El Bosh Bakam Vonishba Al Kfiras Ma Knas. See later on that the Chum say that when you make the claim, the claim is made basically sort of what you're saying, the claim is made now for the Bosh of Bakam. You know, the Gemara seems to separate. He says makes the claim for Bosh of Bakam. The guy was kofar in Bosh of Bakam, so he still has to pay. He has to pay the Bosh and the Bakam, and I guess.
Why is that considered Hoda? I mean, he denied it initially,
and then he's Moda.
Yeah, but he was accused. What Moda means, I have not accused. Woke up and said, I did something wrong.
Right.
As opposed to, like, you were accused and you made a shvua. Oh, yeah, by the way, I did do it.
That's so then he's Moda. What I'm saying?
Hoda is when you come in and you're not, you know, you come voluntarily to Beis Din and you admit that you did something wrong. As opposed to someone accused you, oh, yeah, that's not really Hoda. It means, like, on its own volition, with no one.
But no, when it comes to Knas, if that's the case, if someone says, you owe me, he says, no, you're right, I do. So I'm Moda B'Knas. Rashi said clear. Rashi said you only chayv knas LLP agent. This guy decides, you know what? I'm not going to stand here on court. I'll admit it. Get out of the knas. Okay. So boy mei abai mei rabba. Rabba Abai is now asking Rabba because Abai is asking Rabba a question. Okay. Ha omer lachaveiro.
So was this Rebbe?
Someone says to his friend, "Anasto biti sozbiti." Either you raped or you seduced my daughter. The hamidcha bedin, and not only did you rape my daughter, I brought you to court. Right, you came to court. V'nischayiv tali, and you were mechuyiv to me. And your court said that you owe me the payment. V'hu owe me. So now, you see what's going on right away. He's claiming that the knas is not a knas anymore. The court already said you owe me, so the knas is a chiyuv mamon. So they started hacking in Rav Shimon Shita as to what happened here. But Omer and the guy, the apparent rapist, says no, lo anasti, lo bitisi, lo matani bedin, v'lo mischayiv l'chamamon. Nothing never happened. Never went to court.
See, I don't understand this case because you have documentation.
No documentation. They went to a different town, and there was no WhatsApp. They went to a different town. They didn't have the documents. Okay, the guy doesn't walk around. They somehow they were business partners, and they traveled somewhere else. And he says, "You know, you owe me money for what?" Oh, it's not true. So that's not true. Vinishma, and he swears. He swears to it. So therefore, you're adding now the knas of the chomish. And then the hodeh. And then he's modeh. Right? He's modeh to the father that he did rape his daughter. He did go to court. And he was obligated by the court to pay. So li Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says in the Mishnah Masech HaShuas that we just read, that if you kofra on the knas of the onus of mufata, that's not considered kafiras mamon, and therefore there's no chiyuv korban shvua. So what's the din in this case? Kevan the amar bedin mamon have. When I would say since he had a mamon bedin, does the knas payment transfer into a mamon, and therefore mechayv al korban shvua? We have to have the korban shvua here as well. Oh, dilma, because the knas is now a mamon obligation, and therefore he was kofer in a mamon obligation, so he's not considered a motive of knas. Oh, Dilma, afal gav the amar bedin knas havei. What do we say? It still maintains its status of being a knas payment. It's knas is a knas. The only time you're obligated to pay the knas is when Beis Din says it. If you're kofer, then you wouldn't have to pay, which is interesting. Rashi says. Yeah, so what does that mean? So I go to court, I lose, I'll give me a knas, and I'll admit it. So he's only talking about the shvua.
And yet, it was a mother with dinner.
Once you go to court, really done.
But the case is going to. That's exactly the question here. He went to court.
I
think he just swore to him.
No, he admitted that he went to court. He admitted that he went to court.
Swearing also isn't court.
So knas have. So maybe it means that he has to make the payment, but it's the knas of the shvua. Only there's the shvua
about the carbon,
right? The carbon. Sorry, the knas of the carbon is the carbon. He's obligating the carbon. He clearly has to pay the money that Beis Din told him he had to pay. But does he have to bring a carbon now because he was kofar? He made a shvua that he was kofar on the knas. So does that carbon still maintain the knas status?
What's a
carbon? Knas. If you swear falsely, you pay a knas of a carbon.
Oh, that's a knas.
Yeah.
But this is
that's what it is. It's a punishment for you. It's not. You're not paying. You're not paying Karen. It's not a chatos. It's a carbon that you have to pay if you lie falsely.
Right.
So it's a knas.
But he gets kapara with this thing, isn't he? I guess.
So what did Rabbi answer? I don't understand the answer.
Rabbi didn't answer anything yet. That was the question.
Oh, that was the question.
Right. So Amalei, so Rava said to him, no, the Kanas transfers into a Mamon, the Kanas transfers into Mamon, and therefore you still have to bring the Shua. Amalei, Mamon Ahave, Umichayev Allah Karbon. Right, look at Rashi explain the question again. He says, he has to bring a Karbon Shua. He says, Barmine Abayme Rava Bar Nachmeni, the Rabbi Havi, like someone mentioned before that he was his Rabbi, Kevon to Amma Bedin Kvar, since he already had the Psak based in, I have a modile Kaman, have a Mishalim, Shekvar Chayuv based in Rishon Al Piedim, because if he was Moda afterwards, it can't be like I said before. If he was Mason the Psak, which based is on Adim, that he can't also be Moda. If he can't be Moda, then be Potter. He would have to make the payment. So Hashtam Mamona Kafri Vichayev. So therefore, is it transferred into a Mamon, and therefore he was co-fair by Mamon, and therefore he would have to be in the Korban Shua. O Dilma Alpha Gav de Amma Bedin, even though here he was Amma Bedin, the Imoda who Mechayev, and had he been Moda again, he'd still be Mechayev, I feel Hachi lo Mechayev Bekfirasa Korban Shua. The whole idea is by the Korban Shua. He still would not have to bring a Korban Shua. Ho, the Ikro Knas. The Ikar, the basis of that obligation was a Knas. The Knas was then transferred into monetary obligation based on the Psak Basin. But the underlying reason behind the payment is a Knas. And therefore he was Kofar Beknas and should be Putter by the Shvua, right? V'lo chiv Torah korban Shvua ela al pikadon v'tesumas yad v'kayotzim. And the only time you be chayv a korban Shvua is if you deny a pikadon, you deny a loan, you deny a monetary obligation, not if you deny a kanas obligation. That was the question. And Rava says, Rava answers him, it's mamona, it transferred completely into a mamon, and therefore, mechayv alei a korban Shvua, and you'll be mechayv a korban Shvua. So, Esvei...
Was that the case? That was the case before he said he wasn't obligated in the money itself or in the knas itself.
He says it never happened. He says he never went to Beis Din.
So he's denying the money.
But he's denying the money of a knas. There's a knas obligation.
Before the knas obligation starts, yeah, there's money.
Let's just focus on the knas. Guy says guy says you raped my daughter.
We're going to step two.
Let's go through the case. The guy says you raped my daughter. You raped my daughter. Therefore, you and there's a knas obligation. But you raped my daughter, and we went to court, and court already adjudicated.
Right.
So the knas is now what?
Mamon,
because he can't be moed by knas upater. So the question, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you said if you're moed by a carbon, if you're moed by a carbon shrua, you're putter if it's begani knas. When you transfer this obligation into a money. So does that mean you transferred the payment obligation into money? Or did you even transfer the entire mahus of the obligation into money? If you just transfer the payment part, then this is a knas, but the essence of the chiyuv is still... If you transfer the payment obligation into mamon, so just payment regarding to mamon, you can't be moda and part of that obligation. But the essence is still considered a knas. So if I'm moda after, if I'm moda afterwards, I don't have to bring a carbon. Because it still maintains the same knas. Just you have to pay it. But according to the other side, Rabbi answers, no, once the Beis Din adjudicates it, it leaves the status of knas and enters the world of mamon. You were kofer, you were modif for that, doesn't matter, you still have to bring the karma because you were kofer by it. But the other side is that you didn't transfer into mamon. It only transfers into a mamon payment.
The problem with that is it makes the Beis Din second
to a go. Exactly.
Why? Why? You still have to make the payment.
No, because you're downgrading mamon.
You're downgrading it only the guy with the carbon. Only the guy with the carbon still has to pay. First time I did the Gemara, I was like, wow, this is really easy. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ace, Rabbi Shimon. Ace, so Abai asked Rabbi Shimon. Abai asked the Rabbi now. Rabbi says it completely transfers. You're like Rabbi, it completely transfers into mamon. So Abai hacks. He says, Ace, Rabbi Shimon Omer. So funny is, he brings a brisa. So what's Abai asking Rabbi if he has a brisa? That was a derech, the mitzvah says. Even if you knew the answer, you want to
talk about it.
Right.
We want to flush it out.
Right, yeah, okay. So Rabbi Shimon says, Yachal Omer Lechavero. It could be, I would say, someone who says to his friend, A says to B, Anastuk Bitisos Bisi, you either raped or seduced my daughter, and therefore you have to pay me the boches of Gam and the Knas. Hilu Omer, B says, Lo Anasti Vlo Bitisi, I did not. Or he says, Hamish Shorchas Avdi, your ox killed my Eved, and therefore you have to pay me the Knas of the Shloshim Shekel. Vuhu Omer, he says, well, Lo Hamish, it didn't happen. Osh Amrlo Avdo, or a guy's slave, says to his master, he palta chine, we see misa as ena, and therefore pay me the knas, but let me go free. But you want me to explain that's a knas. V'umer lo yipalti, lo simis, you had to do it, you fell and did it to yourself. V'nishva, and the guy who was nitva, swore that I didn't rape, or he swore that I didn't, my ox didn't, or he swore that I didn't knock out the Eved's tooth, and they swore falsely, and afterwards, v'hode, and therefore he was mo, and then he was mode. So yachol, you would think, he would be chayav, in this case, he'd be chayav the korban shvuah. We're talking about the korban shvuah. Yachol, he would be chayav the korban shvuah because you're ready, because it transfers into money. Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says, by korban shvuah, the pasuk says, the kichish ba'amiso bepikadon, o tisumus yad, o begezel, o ashrak es amiso, o matzah aveda bechichish bo, v'nishba ala sheker, then es hashamu yavi l'ashem. Only in those cases you would have to bring a korban shvua. So ma'ilu, what's the connection between pikadon, tsumas yad, gezel, ashak? All those cases are miyuchadim shehei mamon. Those are all monetary obligations. Those are not knas obligations. Af kol shehei mamon yotzu elu shehei knas. These things are anything that's a knas. You don't have a korban shvua on if you're a kofer. So you see in these cases where he denies a knas payment. And then swore to it. He wouldn't have to bring a korban shvuah afterwards.
What difference is this from the last case? It's the same case. It's basically the same case.
What do you mean basically? Wait, that's a loaded word.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's it. So
what is he molded to? Is he molded to?
What happened? He's denying everything.
So what? But he swore for. What did he swear falsely to? If he swore falsely,
never happened.
What is he saying never happened? If he swore falsely to something that would require him to make a mammon payment, then he has to bring a korban shuva. But if he swore falsely to something that would have had to make him pay a knas payment, he's not chayav korban shuva. The pasuk says a korban shuva is only if you swore falsely denying a monetary obligation, not if you denied a knas obligation.
But it has both. Here it is both. Is boshes
b'kam? So that's what we said before, is the boshes, that seems to be a machlokas rishonim, is that the boshes b'kam doesn't have the status of does it maintain the status of knas? Tosfos seem to indicate that it does. Other rishonim say that our mission is only talking about knas, and all these cases are only talking about the knas part, not the that's the Tosfos on boshes b'kam, and by the mafata, and they would include the tsar by the onus. That's according to Tosfos. According to everybody else, to read the mishnah is only talking about knas. That was a Tosfos on the bottom. Nah, the only first Tosfos, and don't Tosfos on the perek on the base. Right.
Doesn't
Rashi
say boshes b'gam pshita lavi?
Where?
On the Rashi, on the
Gemara. It could be. So seems from here that there's no korban shuva when it comes to a chi of knas. So Abayi says, oh, mistam, my love, b'sha'am b'din. Isn't it, we're talking about a case where it was amma b'din. Even if it was amma b'din, it still maintains its knas status, and therefore, if you swore falsely, according to Rav Shimon, still swore falsely, you don't have to make the payment. The Gemara says, lo, b'sha'lo amma b'din. Doesn't take the shuva, it's b'sha'lo amma b'din. The Bryce is only talking about a case where it was not amma b'din, and if it's lo amma b'din, meaning there were no edim yet, Rashi says, it's lo, no amma b'din, and therefore, it's still being kofir on a chi of knas, but if there was hamadas b'din, Rabbo says it transfers into a chi of mamon. So according to Rabbo, you have two different stages. Let's say you have a guy who, case of the right says, where the guy says, you killed my eved, you chayv me shloshim shkolim. Right? And the guy, and what happens is the guy is moda there, he wouldn't have to pay the knas. Yes. Let's say the guy denies it, and swears to it, and then his mode after the swear, he would not have to bring a korban shuva. According to Rabbah, if he swears to it and there's a psak, then it transfers into mammon. He wouldn't have to bring the korban. There's a psak, and then he swears after the psak, and then in the midst of the psak, he would have to bring a korban shuva, because once you have the psak, the adjudication turns it into a mammon. So the Gemara says, So now we basically said that this Brisa is talking about a case, according to Rabbah, of Shalo Amma B'din. So the Gemara asks, can't be Shalo Amma B'din, because we're going to bring the Reisha of this Brisa, and the Reisha is clearly going to be talking about a case of Amada B'din, meaning after adjudication. So you can't have the Reisha dealing with post-adjudication, and the same dealing with pre-adjudication. It doesn't work. So how the Reisha of Amma B'din, Seifanami Amma B'din. How do we know that? The Ketani Reisha, because now we're going to bring the Reisha of this Brisa. The Reisha says as follows. Ainly, a person is not chayiv to bring a korban shvua and to pay the chomish if he's kofir mamon. Ainly el advarim shem mishalmim aleim es hakeren. It's only if you're obligated to pay keren. Keren means an actual monetary obligation to repay what you took. Then, and you deny that, and you swear falsely to that, that's when I know you have to pay the chomish and bring the korban shvua. But, tashlume kefel, tashlume arba v'chamisha, when I have an obligation to pay double, or four or fivefold, which is a knas, ve'ones u'mefatu mochi shemra, or the knas payment when it comes to the ones u'mefatu mochi shemra, minayin, how do I know that if I was kofer in those chiyuvim, I would still have to bring a korban shvua, if I kofer and I swore falsely? Talmud Lomar, it says by the in the parsha of korban shvua, it says ma'ala ma'al, so riba, that comes to include all these other knas payments also. So much as wait, so heichi dami, in what case are we dealing with that you would have to make the korban shvua if you swore falsely regarding these payments? If you didn't have hamada b'din, where is the knas payment? This goes back to what David you mentioned before. You don't have the obligation to pay the knas until you come to court, right? You have to pay the even. There is no obligation until you came to court. He said, but that's your problem now with the rape case. He says there is no obligation until you came to court. El pshita b'amad b'din must be dealing with a case where you had hamada b'din You had a Amada Bedin, so now the Karban Shvua would apply even if you swore falsely to these what were Knas obligations, but are now our monetary obligations. So therefore, Midereisha Amada Bedin, if the Reisha is talking about Amada Bedin, so Seifa Nami Bisha Amada Bedin. The Seifa is also about Amada Bedin. And what the Seifa was, Abayi's proof from the Seifa, that in these cases, Rabbi Shimon, right, in these cases, that there's no chiyuv knas even after hamada bedin, because Abayi used to bring the ratio is talking about hamada, the safe is talking about hamada bedin, and therefore, right, and in the safe, Rabbi Shimon said that there is no carbon. Why is there no carbon? Rabbi said because you're talking about being kofar prior to hamada bedin, and we just proved it's talking about after hamada bedin. The Gemara says,
"When you get pasuk for, isn't it become that you have to pay the kefil and arba v'chamisha? It's already now after hamada bedin. It's now mamon. And the pasuk can tell you it's mamon. Why is the pasuk coming along? What's the chiddush of the pasuk?
Because the pasuk is telling you that you, even though these cases, I guess the chiddush is telling you that it switches.
That's the pasuk.
That it switches. Because before hamada bedin, you wouldn't have to have a carbon. You wouldn't have a carbon shvua if you swore falsely." Now, after Mother, then you do have a Karban Shvua, which is the Pasuk is telling you that it switches. So Amrlei, so Abayi, Rabbi says to Abayi, Yachilna Lishnuilach, I can give you a Dochik answer, but I don't want to give the Dochik answer, but I can give you a Dochik answer. Yachilna Lishnuilach, I could have said, Reisha Bisha Amabedin, Besefa Bishlo Amabedin. I could say, yeah, the Reisha is like Hamadah's Bedin, and the Seifa is not like Hamadah, is not Hamadah's Bedin, and Kula Rabbi Shimon, and I'll say the entire Braisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon. I'll say the Braisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon, who makes a Chilik between Hamadah Bedin and not Hamad Bedin, and therefore before Hamad Bedin, which would have been the Seifa, I guess, right? The ratio is Hamad Bedin, right? So the ratio, which is after Hamad Bedin, Rav Shimon says you do have to bring the carbon if you swore falsely because it transferred into monetary obligation, and the Seifa, which was prior to Hamad Bedin, tells you don't have to bring the shvua because it's prior to Hamad Bedin, and you don't have to bring a carbon shvua because it's not a monetary obligation yet. But that's a dochik answer. But Shneur Dechiki Lo Mashinlach, I'm not going to give you that answer. Why? The Im Kane, because had I given you that answer, Amar Tali, if the entire mission Bryce was going to Shita of Rabbi Shimon, listen to Reisha Rabbi Shimon Omer, or listen to Seifa Divrei Rabbi Shimon. In the Reisha, it should have said, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon, or at the end, it should have said, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon. But why did it only say in the Seifa, the beginning of the Seifa, it says Rabbi Shimon Omer? That seems to indicate a transfer from one Shita to another Shita. If it was all Rabbi Shimon, it would have said at the beginning this is Rabbi Shimon, or at the end it's Rabbi Shimon. It would have just stuck Rabbi Shimon in the middle. When you stick Rabbi Shimon in the middle, it means you're transferring from somebody else, and now you're giving Rabbi Shimon Shita. So Ella, I'll give you a different answer. So I'll say, Kula Kisha'ama Bedin. I say, no, the whole thing is talking about Hamada Bedin, which is fine. The ratio is going to be the Rabbanan, who say that... See, the Reisha is going to be Rabbanan, and the Seifa is Rabbi Shimon. So the Reisha is going to be Rabbanan, therefore what? The Reisha is going to be Rabbanan, who hold that you have a Chiyuv Karban Shua if you're Kofar on a Chiyuv Knas after Hamada Bedin. And the Seifa is going to be like Rabbi Shimon, who says that there's no Chiyuv Karban Shua if you're Kofar on the Chiyuv Knas after Hamada Bedin. So therefore it comes out clear. But Umodina Lach Le'inyan Karban Shua Dirachmana Patre Mivichichesh. One second. It's amazing how sometimes you can prepare something like at night and then by the next morning you forget it. So.
I know that feeling.
What?
I know that feeling.
You know what feeling? So the Gemara says, Kula Kibisha Amavadin. The whole Mishnah is talking, the whole Bryce is talking about the case of Amavadin. So it's after, it's post adjudication, and the guy was kofar to the post adjudication. So the ratio which says that you have to have a carbon shvua, that whole goes like the Rabbanan, who say that if you're kofar even after Hamada Bedin, if you're kofar Hamada Bedin, it's a kofar in a monetary obligation, therefore you have to be in the carbon shvua. And the same is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who say that there is no chiyuv carbon shvua if you're kofar by a knas even after the adjudication. So from the brisa you see from here, clear that Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no carbon shvua by a kfiras knas at all, even after Hamada Bedin. There's no carbon shvua by a kfiras knas, even if you were kofar after Hamada Bedin, and therefore Rava seems to be retracting from what he said before. Before Rava said that it's mamon, according to Rav Shimon, it's mamon and that you're chayiv, a Korban Shvua. Here he seems to admitting, yeah, this is a brice that seems to indicate clearly that Rav Shimon says that even after a Mother Medin, it's not Mammon. It's still only considered Knas, and you're not Chayiv a Korban Shvua.
Would he ever bring the Korban according to Rav Shimon?
Edim. Only Edim. If Edim prove that you swore falsely. Edim swear. Umodina lachli inyan korban shvua to Rachman Apache. So now Rava is going to make a distinction. He's going to say, when it comes to the korban shvua, I agree to you now. I'll agree to you when it comes to the korban shvua that the Torah patches him because it says v'chichesh. It says v'chichesh ba'amiso, and the knas, whatever that limit is, the knas is that you don't have to bring the korban shvua if he's the inyan korban shvua that the Torah patches him. Kikamina. What, that's still considered, the shvuah is still considered a knas. The korban shvuah is still considered a knas, and even post Hamadah Bedin, Rav Shimon agrees that it's still considered a knas, and you don't have to bring the korban. Ki ka'amina, when do I tell you that the knas turns to mamon havid, the knas turns to mamon? That's just lahorish b'no. That just means that if I chive to you, right, lahorish b'no, the case is misha amad bedin umes. We had Hamadah Bedin and then the guy died. So that monetary payment, that becomes, turns into money. He makes a split in the knas. You have a split in the chomesh, the onus case, you have the knas. If it comes to pure money, that transfers into a monetary obligation. But the korban maintains a status as a knas, and therefore if he's moded the knas, even after moded bedin, he doesn't have to bring the korban shvua, he wouldn't have to make the payment. He makes that split. Right, but lahorish lebenov. Right, Rashi says lahorish lebenov. Misha amda bedinu meis atchlo hispik legvos hareyu shalachel velo shala. That knas obligation, that payment obligation, belongs to the yarshim. But if he's motive beknas even after our mother bedin, he would not have to bring the korban shvuah. Says Rav according to Rabbi Shimon. Fine. Now basically Abai is going to ask on. Oh, I'm going to stop here. Okay. We'll stop. We'll stop here. Not easy, but we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.